The killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week led to a flood of anger on social media directed at health insurance providers. That was no surprise to critic Bob Mondello. He says Hollywood's been making villains of them for years.
In 1997's Oscar-winning comedy As Good As It Gets, one of the biggest laughs always came in a scene where Helen Hunt erupted into profanity while talking to a sympathetic doctor about the medical care her son had not been getting.
Standard scratch test, they poke him with a needle.
No, I asked, they said my plan didn't cover it and that it wasn't necessary anyways. Why, should they have?
Well,
HMO, pieces of Carol. I'm sorry.
Okay, actually, I think that's their technical name.
This quick hit in As Good As It Gets was just the tip of the HMO bashing iceberg that year. Two other movies actually centered health insurance in their plots. The satirical comedy Critical Care took the doctor's eye view at a hospital where patients with good insurance were seen as cash cows.
If there's no reasonable prospect of cure, why should we proceed?
Where have you been all your life? It's called revenue!
As opposed to the John Grisham thriller, The Rainmaker, where Matt Damon's crusading young lawyer struggled to get his clients any care at all.
Let's talk about the black file. It was assigned to you.
Yes, that's correct. Pursuant to company policy, at the time I sent her a letter of denial.
Why?
Because all claims were initially denied.
All claims?
All claims.
All this negativity, just a bad year? Well, for a while, insurance companies didn't have a lot of good years in Hollywood. In 2006, Queen Latifah got a brain tumor diagnosis in Last Holiday that her HMO wouldn't cover.
If you feel you're being treated unfairly, these are our appeals procedures, which you have every legal right to pursue.
Michael Moore suffered no fools in his 2007 documentary, Sicko.
Four healthcare lobbyists for every member of Congress. Here's what it costs to buy these men. And this woman, this guy.
The 2009 installment of the Saw horror series centered on an insurance adjuster who quickly wishes he hadn't said to the jigsaw killer,
"If you go outside the system and seek out this treatment, you will be in breach of policy and you will be dropped from coverage completely."
Even Pixar's animators got into the act, though about insurance companies in general, not just health insurance. When Mr. Incredible is told to hang up his suit at the beginning of 2004's The Incredibles, he returns to his cubicle in an insurance office, doing what movie insurance adjusters do.
"You're denying my claim? I don't understand. I have full coverage."
"I'm sorry, Mrs. Hoganson."
Until his wife says he's saving the world one policy at a time, at which point he does help her surreptitiously.
"All right, listen closely."
"Oh, thank you, ma'am."
"I'm sorry, ma'am. I know you're upset."
"Pretend to be upset."
Which, of course, gets him in trouble.
"Tell me how you're keeping Insuricare in the black.
Films inevitably reflect public attitudes, and by the late 1990s and early 2000s, the public was demonstrably not happy with how health insurance works. A 2004 article in the Journal of Health Law argued that Hollywood healthcare stories had turned into horror stories after insurance companies in America largely turned to a system called managed care, aimed at reducing unnecessary hospitalizations and making the healthcare industry more efficient. By the mid-1990s, these corporate plans were widely credited with having done that, but their success came at a reputational price. Never mind that hospitals, drug companies, and others had all played roles. Insurers got cast as the villains, and that sentiment,
"There's nothing more thrilling than nailing an insurance company,"
was the one being reflected in all of these films. Nowhere more urgently than in the 2002 thriller, John Q.
"You are going to give my son a new heart, you understand me?"
Denzel Washington played the title character, who, when told his insurance wouldn't cover a heart transplant for his 9-year-old, took hostage the hospital's emergency room and the sentiments of a public that seemed as disenchanted with insurers as he was.
"You're not hearing me, Frank! My son is sick! That's it! There's nothing else! End of story!
You're just the cause of the moment! Nobody cares, John! That's the real truth! Nobody cares, only you!
I want my son!"
His plight resonated with the crowd on screen and seemed to touch a raw nerve with the movie-going public, more than 17 million people who took John Q to heart in theaters worldwide. The film inspired editorials, soul-searching, even full-page ads by the American Association of Health Plans, attempting damage control. "It's not just a movie," said the ads. "It's a crisis for 40 million people who can't afford health care." Not the point, but excellent try. Critics were less enthused, but then who's ever accused a critic of having a heart? I'm Bob Mondello.